Pat Strack, you're the representative for Elstree and Boreham Wood Council on the Aldenham Country Park Advisory Council, and we're in conversation today as you've been the chair there for about 5 to 7 years, and there's been some recent developments which are worthwhile talking about, aren't there, for our residents and for listeners. Can you give us an idea for people that may not have been doing daily walks through Aldenham Country Park or might not be familiar with the reservoir or the angling or sailing club, what's actually been happening in the last period that we've been in lockdown?
Well, it's quite a complex situation because the land that people know as Aldenham Country Park is actually owned by two different bodies. Hearts County Council owns land which is now rented by Aldenham Renaissance. Tim Waygood runs the Community Interest Trust company and he looks after that area for Hearts County Council. The lake, which the reservoir is owned, and its land around it is owned by a private company, Liberty Lake Leisure Limited. They, along the eastern edge of the reservoir is a footpath which people have been using for a long time, and that is in the process of being registered as a right-of-way with Hearts County Council. The dam wall and the walk that goes from the car park to the fishery is actually a right-of-way and maintained by Hearts County Council. Residents are also unfamiliar with the fact that there are three tiers of local government and that this is what makes it complex to understand who may be able to be a negotiator and work with to try to resolve some of the issues that are here. There's Elstree and Boreham Wood Town Council and Aldenham Parish Council, which the reservoir and the Aldenham Country Park fall in both those areas. There's Hartsmere Borough Council and there's Hearts County Council. But for most people, they come to what they think is a country park and open space. Recently, there have been problems because the owners of the reservoir have to do regular maintenance and have to have the engineers look at the dam as a statutory duty weekly, monthly, annually, and every 5 years. The 5-year report for the dam was due 2020, and the dam engineer came and made a report in January this year. The Liberty Lake Leisure felt that the dam was no longer safe and they were looking at what was happening at Whaley Bridge, and they decided that they needed to let the level of the water down by 1 metre. So they opened the sluice on the 14th of January and the water began to be let out. And over time, of course, as the waters receded, the some sort of beaches occurred and slurry around the edges. This was difficult because residents walk around this area and some were foolhardy, and the Liberty Lake Leisure felt that they should erect a fence around all of this to keep the area safe. Their proposal is to build a 2-metre high metal fence, and they are proposing to start it in June, and that's really as much as I know about that, because as far as I know, that hasn't started to happen. I was there 2 days ago. I was just about to say, but the water level has now been reduced to about 2 metres, and that had a significant effect on the sailing club because they can no longer sail. The sluice has been closed as a health and safety measure, so the lake is no longer draining, but it is about 2 metres. So it has meant that the sailing club can't sail. And so that's the situation at the moment.
Pat, the area houses a number of organisations, as you've mentioned, and most residents will be familiar with Aldenham Country Park because there's the farm, there's all the woodlands, the 100-acre wood that you can walk through, there's the SEN area for children as well with learning needs. There's also, as you mentioned, the angling club, the sailing club, there's the reservoir there as well. And you've been a user since the 1960s, so you're incredibly familiar with the area. What is the historical and cultural significance of this particular spot?
Well, the dam was built in 1745 by Napoleonic prisoners of war, and so it has significance historically, and also is part of Hartsmere's industrial heritage. So it's very important that we keep that as a landmark. The reservoir was constructed to bring water to the Grand Union Canal, so it has always had an importance, and of course it is a beautiful place to visit. It attracts a variety of wildlife. There are something like between 12 and 20 known bat species over there, and so recently, with the change in the weather, more people have started to use this facility as they have made their daily exercises and begun to realise what a beautiful space it is. So that's put pressure on what is happening at the lake, at the reservoir, and also at Aldenham Renaissance. Aldenham Renaissance, they have had to close all of their facilities except the farm shop, which remains open. Other than that, they don't have any income except from the car park. The owner suspects that he's lost about £150,000 in income during the lockdown period, but he still has to maintain and look after the park. He has to employ staff, and he has to look after the animals, feed them, and pay their vet bills. So anything that happens and visitors don't come because of the what is happening with lowering the lake and a fence being built would have an impact on his business as well. But what we really need to do is to get all of these people talking together so that we can work for the interests of everybody. There's no easy solution to any of this, but we need to find one, because otherwise we're going to lose a really wonderful place that many people enjoy.
And in terms of public information for residents, Pat, so not only residents of Elstree and Boreham Wood and the Radlett and Aldenham region, but perhaps residents in Hertfordshire that might frequent this location, what's pertinent for people to know? Because as you've mentioned, you know, the fishermen have gone back as of last week to some of the fishing stations. There has been an increase in people walking through the grounds. There's been some concerns, as you say, about people walking across the beach part, which is actually slurry. So there could be some concerns on that. What is it you think that people need to be mindful of when they go there? Because they can still access parts of it. But what do you think needs to be shared?
Well, first of all, to follow government guidelines, they need to have the correct social distancing. That wasn't always evident when we were there at the weekend with families and their children going through the 100-acre wood and enjoying all the excitement of finding models of Pooh, Eeyore's house, and all the wonderful things that are in the 100-acre wood. We also need the public from wherever they come and wherever they go, not only Aldenham Country Park, that take their litter home with them. Surely if they take a picnic, they brought it in a bag, all the rubbish could go back in a bag and they could take it home. We ask that all dog owners are responsible and clear up after their pets. It's not the dog's fault, it's the owner's. And most owners are responsible. We just have a few that are not responsible. I think they also have to realise that if they can patronise the farm shop, that is very helpful. Tim is offering if people spend, I think it's about £15 in the shop, they'll get a token so they can get out of the car park free of charge. At the moment, many people are parking in the fishery car park. The fishery pub is closed. It was going to be refurbished, but of course that all got caught up in the COVID situation as well. So they need to treat the place with respect. It does belong to somebody if it doesn't belong to them. And we all need to make sure that we are mindful of the fact that no toilets are open over there. So it isn't somewhere to go for several hours because there are no toilets. And really, I suppose that's the only information that I can give people. And they won't realise that moving from one owner to another, they are just enjoying a beautiful walk. And I hope they will continue so to do.